the master has need of it. We just witnessed Jesus's triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, and you would expect the greatest king, the most powerful king in world history, to arrive in his capital city, perhaps riding on Air Force One. You might expect the greatest, most powerful king in the history of the world to arrive riding on some sort of a throne, perhaps riding it on top of a noble steed, but not this king. This king reminds us that he is not looking for noble steeds or planes, trains, or automobiles. His preferred mode of transportation is a donkey. Donkey. Donkeys are rebellious. They're dumb. They're ugly. They often walk with great confidence in the wrong direction. And Jesus tells us the master is looking for that. Brothers and sisters, Jerusalem, the city of Jesus, the city of David, is analogous to the human heart. In our parish mission a couple of weeks ago, Father Hazing, our mission presenter, reminded us that Jerusalem, the human heart, receives Jesus and his invitation to abundant life with great joy, and we proclaim, Hosanna. And then when we realize that this man entails a life change, that this king demands absolute and total submission of our lives to his heart, his voice, and his victory, we pounce on him and we reject him. And the same people that cried out, Hosanna, minutes later yell out, crucify him. And that's because there is a donkey that lives in you and that lives in me. Donkeys are rebellious. They're ugly. They rely on themselves and their own way of seeing. They prefer to live constantly chirping away, hee-haw, hee-haw, my life, my voice, my will, my accomplishments, my desire, me. And the king that we celebrate this coming week rides into Jerusalem looking for those donkeys. Because this is a king who reminds us that his power is not made perfect in our power. His power is not made perfect in our performance, in our perfection, in our pride. This king's power is made perfect in my donkeyness, in my weakness, in my brokenness, in my rebellion, in my confidence walking away from him in the wrong direction, my unwillingness to listen to him. This king's power is made perfect in weakness, in suffering, and in littleness. And this king loves donkeys. And so he reminds us that the master has great need of that donkey that lives inside of your heart. He invites you to give him that pride, that self-reliance, that unwillingness to listen, that desire to pounce on him, to control him, to contain him in your life, in your mind, and in your heart. Your unwillingness to surrender and be tamed. The master has need of this, because this master and this king comes to set us free. In order for him to do this, he needs our donkey. Brothers and sisters, what he is about to do this next week is the ultimate expression of power and of love. You are the friends of a God who sees you in your donkeyness, who loves you in your donkeyness, and who comes to remind you that he has great need of that self-reliance, that fear, that insecurity, that unwillingness to listen and to surrender our lives to him. He has great need of this, because when we give this to him, he turns donkeys into saints. You and I are the friends of a God who sees us in our rebellion, our pride, and our self-reliance. He knows the consequence of where that leads. And so he asks us today, will you give me your donkey? The master has need of it. Will you listen to me, and will you watch and pray as I walk into Jerusalem and I lay down my life for you? I see your pain. I see your performance. I see your pride and your unwillingness to listen to me and to surrender your life to my love. I see you, and I am for you. This is my life. This is my heart. This is my body, and it's for you. The master has great need of that donkey. Will we give it to him today and the coming days as we journey with him in Holy Week? He invites us to watch and pray.